you guys have green screens on?
It's a I don't know how it works on the phone, but there's like a virtual background option.
Yeah.
And you can just pick any photo you want.
You chose the kitchen. That's so great.
I was like, damn, I totally could just like be in my kitchen, but this is way funnier.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
So how's it going, Stone?
It's going really good. Yeah, we're just celebrating Peter's birthday yesterday. So.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
So you celebrated with some James Bond?
Well, yesterday they left. It was just my dad and I tonight. But yesterday was Peter's birthday, so
yeah,
just made him a cake, gave him some presents.
Nice.
What y'all sipping on?
This is dank and hazy.
I got the Kazoo favorite. dude, it's so funny. This is when mango and peach go beach mode.
That gave me the worst stomach ache slash
dude headache. I got, oh my god, dude, tell me about it. We drank so many of those that night. It was kind of insane.
We had like 224s.
Oh, well, because you guys went back and bought more, right?
Yeah, I let Alex borrow my car, and he drove and got more.
Oh, my God.
Dude, yeah, we got fucked up. Dude, that video is still just so funny.
You take those glasses off, you punk-ass bitch.
I'm about to open another one of these beaches.
Scrooge driver.
You got the most pixelated version of that.
Oh my god.
What do I got?
That flag is pixelated as hell. I love it.
Yeah, you know.
So, what's going on, boys?
Not much. I just got done working.
Yeah. Why do you do that?
You're still working?
I was, yeah.
He basically gets up, works, eats, and plays Call of Duty.
You're essential.
His work is done.
It's pretty horrible, actually.
I mean, it could be worse, you know.
Yeah.
Could be selling your body.
I mean, it happens.
I mean, honestly, like with OnlyFans, what is selling your body anymore? It's kind of a positive thing, you know. But
this is my dad, though. Don't I look like him?
Dude, the video of people replacing their like photos around the house with him is genius.
Dude, I love it.
I got a pretty funny story. So I've been looking through a bunch of old tapes, and I have like a box full of tapes from at least 2013, if not older. There's a bunch of tapes that aren't named. So I was like, oh, whatever, quarantining, I'm gonna fucking go through some of them. And I found one, and there's an entire tape of like Franklin Hockey, and I don't know if it's Alex filming or what, but dude, Corey, you're in it, and
right on, dude.
It's like just a bunch of. It's like a bunch of locker room footage, and like you're in it. Tyler Morrison's in it.
Ugh. No offense.
And Alex, did you film that?
I don't know, because I don't know why those two would have been in the same.
And why do I have that?
I'm not sure.
It's Franklin Hockey.
I don't know why. Oh yeah, they both played. Was it fucking the Harlem Shake? Remember that, Cora?
I was not part of that, and I will hang my head on that forever.
I unfortunately filmed that.
I'm gonna put one of the clips in while we're talking about it.
It was the Harlem Shake, but it was like the raunchiest, fucking gayest.
It was real
just,
bad.
It damn near got kids suspended. It wasn't my idea. I was just behind the line.
What do you mean? Why?
I was upset because, I don't even want to – let's not get into that.
Yes. All right. Actually, you can probably find it on YouTube. Let me see if it's up on YouTube still.
Yeah, it is, I think.
You guys ever hear about the 2008 senior, like,
ooh, yeah,
shirts?
No, okay. I thought you were going to talk about the kid that got thrown on his head.
Oh, well, that's an early one, too. But, no, there's a I don't know if it was prom or it was one of the, like, homecomings or one of the dances or whatever.
At Livonia?
Yeah, Livonia. Oh. It was in 2008, and it was like party, like, I can't remember exactly what it said, but it was like party like 0.08 or something like that, because that's like the legal limit of drinking.
Oh, yeah.
For a DUI. And so many people got in trouble for that, because like some kid made it and like produced it for like a bunch of kids to wear it.
Yeah.
Like senior year.
I got to tell you about Etzel Ford, class of 2011.
God, that sounds crazy.
Dude. Some kid made a shirt where the 11 was the Twin Towers.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
And the little Thunderbird was flying towards it. And, like, he went to the point where, like, the 11 had, like, little windows on it and whatnot. Dude, it was just, like, are you fucking
kidding? That's fucked up.
That
like,
is messed.
Kids were suspended. They were done. Like, they're just like, yeah, no, this isn't going over.
Yeah, that's a little too far.
Now, as you can see here, we got some.
Oh man!
Oh god!
This is greasy.
What do we got here? Let's see it. Can you guys hear
this
that?
This is gonna make me lose my job. So basically what I did was sit in the corner with the camera, yeah. And it just went wrong.
Oh, no.
It went wrong, dude.
And you can notice that.
Let's just take it back. It wasn't that bad until Pace and the two dudes on the left just, like, made it bad. And then that got even worse. Harlem Shake, man.
I was, I got an alibi. I was at Guy Girl Palm practicing my palm skills.
You can't prove that.
What do you mean I can't prove that?
You've had one of those helmets on, man.
Oh, fuck off, dude. How are you about to throw me under the bus?
Because you can't prove I was there either.
I know. I never said you were.
God damn it, I did.
All right. Before I get into this, Preston, which James Bond movie did you watch?
Ooh, yeah. I watched GoldenEye.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good one.
What's your favorite part?
So why do you look like you're writing a memoir right now?
he's got his blue light blockers on.
Yeah, that's great. I like the part where he's driving the tank. You just start smashing through buildings and stuff.
Have you guys ever heard of I don't know his name. Let me look it up. It's the guy that, like, drove a fucking bulldozer through a town.
Oh, the armored one?
Yeah. His name was – there's a movie. There's a documentary that came out last, like this past winter called Tread. It's on Amazon. It's about Marvin Heemeyer. Basically, what he did, though, was he was, like, all butthurt that the town he lived in wasn't fair in terms of, like, city or, like, town hall meetings. And, like, I don't remember what issues were pissing him off, but he was a welder. So he basically spent his time every day building a giant killdozer and just drove through the town and just destroyed building after building. So I didn't want to hurt anybody. I just wanted to teach them a lesson. And it's so fucking funny, dude.
Preston, you got a solid album poster behind you. I like that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
How the fuck do I share this?
Oh, shit. Like,
the old city of New Orleans.
How about now?
Yep.
This guy? We're going to get demonetized for this for sure, but this guy built this.
What?
And just started going. Can you hear the audio? Should I turn it down or something?
I don't hear it.
Why is it smoking like that?
Because he's just destroying a town.
Looks like Plymouth.
But somebody from work showed me this, and I thought he was talking shit. I thought he was just joking. And there's a legit Netflix documentary now.
Jesus. On just this?
Yeah. Tread Trailer.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God. They'll make a documentary out of anything, man.
But, dude, it's fucking funny. It's just like
– Where is it? Like Alaska? What is that?
It is something greasy like that.
Greasy.
Where is it from? But like, oh, he's a pretty quiet guy. Every fucking murder documentary, he's a pretty quiet guy.
That's got to be Alaska.
He kept to himself, and I just Googled it. He's from...
Oh, Colorado.
Yep. He died in 2004? I never knew that.
Is sex with the conjoined twins a threesome?
Yes.
Yes?
Two brains. Yep.
Two brains, but it's one hole.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a two and a half some. I don't know. Where are they connected at?
You could, that's true. That's a good point.
Are they connected like the ankles, or are they connected like pelvis, neck? If they're connected to the neck, then no. That's one head to me.
Like, what if they're connected at the pelvis and they only have one vagina?
Oh, boy. I'd still say
is that possible?
I don't know. Probably. Everything's possible in this world.
Yeah.
I would argue, yes, it's a threesome.
Okay.
But why?
If I had to say so. I'm thinking, okay, they're two beings.
I like the two brains thought, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you get twice the brain, really, so.
Getting twice the head, yeah.
Yeah, it's like still two people.
Yeah.
You know? They just have, they're just conjoined.
Right. Like one can't leave. If one's not down, she's still got to stay.
Just puts on a big ass head of headphones and a blindfold.
Yeah. Would you fuck a porn star if afterwards she had to hold a press conference and how your porn performance was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do I get? Sure. I had the experience. I'm down.
Let's go for it.
All press is good press.
You're going to get some clout from that for sure.
No. What if I killed it and she lies? You know what I mean?
Right. But I mean, like, her even, like, if some, like, big name porn star, like, talks about you, that's kind of dope.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting recognition regardless.
All press is good press, boys.
Amen.
You goddamn right. Drunk as hell.
Drunk as hell.
Oh, so, man, that's a sweet shirt.
If you a dude, yeah, my old roommate Matt bought it for me.
Oh, right on, dude.
If you bang a slump buster, you guys know what a slump buster is?
No.
A slump buster is like that one girl that you can like hit up at 3 a.m. and like you know she's down, and she'll kill your slump, you know? She'll bust your slump. You bang a slump buster and she borrows your favorite shirt for the walk home. Do you let the shirt go or do you bang her again to get it back?
You got to get that shirt back.
Favorite shirt?
Yeah. How significant is this shirt?
It's your favorite one, bro. It's it's your Capitals champion shirt.
Yeah, I'm getting it back.
All my t-shirts are worth $10 anyway, so.
No.
I don't know. What if I fall back into another slump and, you know, the process just repeats itself?
Right.
I thought you were going to say, what if you fall in love?
Hey, man, sometimes, you know, would you rather have teeth where your hair is or hair where your teeth are?
Oh, man.
Wait.
That is extremely disturbing.
Wait, what did you say?
Would you rather have teeth where your hair is or hair where your teeth are?
Teeth where my hair are.
Yeah. I agree. Teeth where your hair.
You two got to explain that.
Hair in your mouth is so bad. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and it's like just straight hair, like 32 teeth like size
long,
hair.
Long
what are
hair
you used
too?
To? Is it all you know? I guess it wouldn't matter, though. The whole point is to be matters. Uncomfortable.
You can't eat.
Yeah, you could look like Darth Maul if you have teeth on your head.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just wear a hat.
Can you imagine that? Just there like a go, full head of... Full head of teeth?
Can I bite people with my head?
You can, like, ram people, mess them up.
Well, no, you can't bite anybody because it's not a mouth. You don't have any. It's just teeth on your head.
Is it like
a rhino?
Head full of teeth. Yeah.
Is it, like, lengths of teeth? Like, you can have it longer?
I don't know. Like, one long tooth as a hair? Like,
yeah,
you got long, like,
grow?
your tooth just, like, but the bottom of your tooth is, like.
I don't know.
Yeah, because your teeth grow. It would be the same thing as like a root, you know? Would it be on your head?
Yeah, I was thinking it's like a broken chain where it was like a bunch of little teeth.
Like a bike chain.
Because then you would just like, you would be like a Rastafarian with all the beads and everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, see, I look at it more as like you know, like you look at your tooth and you know how you ever seen like an image of a tooth that's like in your gum and it grows, you know, and yeah. it gets bigger, your baby tooth. It'd be like that, but really long on your head.
Yeah, it'd still be badass.
If you could put any franchise restaurant in your house, what would it be? I think Preston likes that one.
I'd put a Culver's in.
Ooh.
Dude, I've only been to Culver's like twice. It's really good.
I'm trying to think of what I would get the least.
Go. It's real good.
You got to think too, though. Like, you know when you like you eat something for so long, you're like, like yeah. what's something that like.
They got to have a lot of options.
Yeah.
And you're going to be eating it a lot. So you pick McDonald's, you're going to be like the fattest man alive.
Right. It's like, what do you want to shit the most?
But I mean, I guess like if it's in your house, like you don't necessarily have to go there, but it's like convenient. That's true. You know?
Can I even go to other?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. That's why, like, my first thought is like Del Taco, I guess.
Ugh.
For sure. One. For sure.
It's good, but in your home?
Yeah. I mean, it's there. It's simple. It's like.
I was thinking like a Noodles & Co. Something light.
Okay.
Something
light. Does your house smell like it, though? Noodles.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You definitely smell it.
Honestly, I probably. It
doesn't smell.
Like, are there, like, oh, damn, that means that, like, people are, like, coming to your house then.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to drive.
Wait, they are?
You got to drive through around your house? I mean, well, I guess so. If you put any franchise restaurant in your house, like, does that not mean that no one can come to it?
Well, franchise restaurant, so I can pick, like, Applebee's.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going full out, man. I'm picking
oh,
Applebee's.
Oh, yeah, shit. Applebee's, you know, you're like, I'm not that hungry. I'm just going to get an appetizer tonight.
Get a Red Robin in there.
That's not a bad idea.
I said Golden Corral. I changed my answer to Golden Corral.
Oh,
you didn't Corral. Say.
What are you, 80 years old?
Preston.
You didn't say Cracker Barrel? Wow.
I lost a lot of respect.
Oh, dude, I forgot about that one. No, I changed it to Cracker Barrel.
Right.
Preston is an 84-year-old man.
I mean, I do like the money. Like the buffet method you're going at, though.
Yeah.
Because then you could just be like, I want salad tonight.
Yeah, I'd have to go with Denny's.
Ooh.
Denny's.
Fair.
Just grease all over my kitchen.
Dude.
If you could fuck anyone you wanted.
Kimmy Granger.
But they die. But they die immediately after you. Who would you?
Oh, no, not that.
Who am I killing?
And everyone
Wendy
knows,
Williams.
Too. You say Wendy Williams.
I'll take the bullet, dude.
I don't know.
You could do like one of the Kardashians. They don't need to be alive.
Oh.
That's a good point.
You could take one out. They don't do much.
James, I like that.
You're barely making a dent either.
Yeah, they all do the same thing. We'll take
one out. People wouldn't even be mad about it either, yeah?
No.
It would be a cool fuck, too.
Be sad for like a week and we'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I changed my answer. I'm going Caitlyn Jenner. I mean,
God.
Would you rather live in colonial times or the year 2500?
2500.
I was going to say colonial too, yeah.
Colonial.
What? Why?
Oh man, how bad is coronavirus going to be in 2500, man, you know?
I don't know. Maybe we'll all be dead. Maybe I'll be lone survivor.
Could you imagine that?
I hate that.
I'm going to have to say colonial times because we don't know if there's going to be a nuclear apocalypse at that time. And I feel like it would be a bad choice to choose. And then I get there and it's a wasteland. You know what I'm saying? I know the colonial times existed. So I'm just going to choose that because I already know it happened.
It's a guarantee.
Yeah, you're guaranteed to make it. You're just going to churn butter for the rest of your life.
your long 35-year life.
Yeah.
Damn, that actually sounds appealing. We got to really talk these things out, boys.
Oh, yeah, dude. I people, you know, I'll ask these questions. People are like, no, or this. I'm like, elaborate.
Well, also, it's like, yeah, you're forever stuck inside a Cracker Barrel. Like we were talking about earlier. So.
Oh, so do you think that is do you know the story behind Cracker Barrel?
I know nothing about Cracker Barrel. I just eat there.
Do you have a Cracker Barrel story? Is that what you're trying to say?
Do you know the history?
No, I don't, but I was wondering if maybe Preston did. Like, what's the backstory?
No,
like,
I just know someone's like, you know,
the colonial times really affected me, so.
I think he drove to, like, California or something, somewhere deep, and he's like, eh, it was pretty good. And I was like, what'd you do? And I don't know, the prowess of this conversation, I don't really remember, but he was basically like, yep, we hit every Cracker Barrel on the way there.
We did. It was me, Dave, Alex.
That sounds Blade. Awful.
Yeah, no, it was awesome actually. There's the wagon wheel in the front.
Don't they have like chairs. Checkers that you can play?
Yeah, while you're waiting in line, you just hit the checkers, man. Sit in the rocking
but
chair.
But like the sad thing is their food sucks.
I disagree with that, but
it's subpar. I'll give it a subpar rating.
It's good. It's good. It's not the greatest.
We sat in the same table every time because they're all identical. So I felt like I was at home every time.
Oh, wow. Dude. Did you guys hear that there was like this old couple in America that went to every single Cracker Barrel in America?
No.
Yeah, dude. I swear
how many are there? Do you know how many there are?
There's like 265. I don't know where I'm getting that number from.
I feel like there's that many in Michigan.
I was way off. There are 664 Cracker Barrel locations in the United States.
Damn, that's too off.
According to 2019, in total, there are 73,000.
73,000?
And Wikipedia, I don't necessarily
know. In total? What does that mean?
I don't know.
They're talking like...
Oh, I'm sorry. I read the wrong line. This is why I didn't get through college very easily. Why would they put that? It's 660. Because the number of employees is 73,000. Why they have that number, I don't understand.
Why not?
Their revenue is $3.7 billion.
Take a guess on how many Applebee's are in the U.S.
Ooh.
God.
Good Lord.
I can walk to one right now.
482,642.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's like 1,600.
What?
Jesus.
Yeah. Well,
I guess that's still kind of a lot.
Yeah, according to December 31st, 2019, 1,787. What is a slam clicker?
What?
What's a slam clicker?
I don't know.
You got to guess, bro. I know you're new to this, but you got to guess. Right,
yeah.
A slam clicker?
What is the order you guys see on the top? Who's or second, third.
Well, Preston was in first, then James, then Corey. So,
I have to say, what a slam clicker is.
Sounds derogatory.
It's not. Well, I guess it could be. Anything could be.
As soon as you said that, all I can think about is me getting folded on that kink rail, where I like.
Damn. Yeah, you did.
That's what I think a slam clicker. Is that the word?
No.
What?
I thought you were asking if that was like the answer.
What? Not?
No, I'm just telling you what I'm thinking in my head. I don't know what it means.
You said the right word though. You said it correctly.
Slam clicker?
Yes.
Well, that's good to hear.
I can only assume it's like the it's like something that you see and you are just you're smashing on it. You're clicking away. You're trying to get at it.
Okay.
Clicking away. I love it.
It's like clickbait.
Yeah, right. I'm just thinking of like computer internet spam. It's just obvious. That's just what comes to my head. Nothing creative.
Okay.
Nope. Is it my turn?
It's Corey's.
Oh.
Can Steve go first? I'm afraid what I'm going to say might be offensive.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, it's not going to hurt any. If anything, it's going to hurt more now that you set it up like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, what if somebody's in prison, but, you know, he's from, like, a tribe, you know? And he's in the slammer. So I don't know how that comes across, but... It's just kind of word associate. It's not that like
you're like kind of close though. Like you actually really, really? Like you're in like a weird not the click part. You're like in like a weird realm. You're kind of.
Does it have to do with prison?
No, but he's closer than anyone has close? Been.
Fuck. You'll so see. Mine's not gonna be close, but I'm gonna stick nasty, to my dude. my first thought, because I always stick to my first thought, and it's the like when you're going through your phone or whatever, and you accidentally start calling someone, you're like, oh fuck, slam, and you still like you hang up because you didn't mean to call them. You slam kick hanging up, and you know.
It's almost like slam the door and click. It's people who, upon checking into a hotel with others, remain in their rooms instead of socializing and never actually leave. So it's slamming the door and clicking it locked.
Like, yo, fucking. Not only do I want to be isolated from you, I'm not even going to let the chance of you coming in here.
What does Pluto mean?
Like the planet?
Like Pluto? Yeah. Can you spell it?
Pluto apostrophe D.
That I feel like that's just alienating someone, like make them the farthest planet, even though Pluto's not a planet anymore.
Yeah, you're pretty much right. Yeah, I agree with Preston. Mm-hmm. That one's kind of easy.
I'm honestly running out of Urban Dictionary terms, because everything on here is about coronavirus.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Listen to the
every other word is Corona, and every other word is Trump.
Did you guys see on TikTok, like, there's a trend where you just like put dirty and then like whatever your name is, and Urban Dictionary has like some sex act for it, and they're all different. Mm-mm. Oh my god.
Did Ryan Whitney ever hit you up?
No, the Wit Dog never hit me up.
Damn. Kind of bummed. Yeah, you fucking kind of went a little boost there, huh?
Yeah, dude, a little more viral than
how many views did that get? Yeah, like a couple double thousands.
Yeah, 110,000.
Damn,
not too bad. Mm. All from pouring a drink. Oh, whoa!
But, interesting name you have.
I can't hear shit. Some Stone. Explain me, Dr. Bate.
Whoa! Album of the year.
Was that Dr. Boot? Sell your pitch there, partner.
Hey, Al, I love your background, by the way, buddy.
Thank you.
How'd you make that happen?
So basically what I was thinking, I was like, you know, I'm just sitting here. I'll show you my setup.
Oh, shit.
No, this is the studio.
Steve, you might have to just mute Kyle. Kyle can sit in, but I think he just has to get muted.
All right, yeah, I got him. Okay. Yep,
there he goes.
Okay.
It's all good.
Good God. All
right. So basically, since being in quarantine, I was like, you know, I got two guitars. One's an open G. One's in standard tuning.
Oh.
One has a whammy bar that I put right here. And so I was just like making loops, and I was like, you know, I'm so bored that I might just start a band. And that's exactly what I did. And what I did was I put these boots on and I started making loops. And, you know, I was like,
boot loops.
Boots and loops.
Boots and loops. Boot loops, dude.
It just came to me.
Yeah, that'd be it.
I literally put those boots on, started making loops. And I was like, Dr. Boot.
That'd be a good album cover, like the Fruit Loops logo, but
yeah, boot loops. But it's boot loops, dude.
Damn.
Wow, I should have just
loop de loop and pull, and now your boots are looking cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of how it started. And then I record them all on my iPhone, and then
damn, really?
Yeah, and that's it.
They sound really good for just being on an iPhone.
Yeah, that's good quality.
Yeah, I kind of was thinking like, oh, this sounds like it could be like a soundtrack or something. So I just kind of will make a loop, and then I'll just solo a little something, and then that's it. Like, none of them are over 2 minutes. Like, they're all like a minute and a half.
Yeah, they're all pretty short, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you're essentially just the new Fish, but shorter. It, like, 8 of your songs is one of Fish's songs.
He's got a 5-song album. Dr. Boot visits Yellow Brother County. Country.
Yeah.
I was, or is it county or country? I always second say it wrong. County.
County.
It, I listen to it and I just want to go into the woods and start a fire and have it playing in the background.
Skin a bear and drinking a mule deer.
Fireside lullaby. Yeah. That's right.
Do you guys believe the rumors that GTA 6 is in production?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I read though it's gonna take like twice as long because all the employees complain that the hours sucked.
Well, that and Corona, they probably don't even want to spend the time on it. Because I think of like the map you get with all the Red Deads; those are fucking tight too.
Yeah, I bought that deluxe version that came with like the fold out map.
Same.
Those are the only two games I really like heavily fuck with, you know?
I fucking skip school for that shit.
What about Skate?
How do you guys feel about that Skater XL game?
I haven't played it yet. Can you get it on Xbox?
Yeah, it's on. It actually just came out like a few days ago on Xbox and PS4. Someone like made like a Skate 3 type game. It's called Skater XL.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It looks kind of cheesy, to be honest.
You haven't played it?
No, I haven't played it. My friend Carell like sent me a video of him playing it, and it's got like a lot of the famous California spots in it, like Courthouse and Carlsbad and Hollywood High. And
Corey and I, like last summer, we were streaming ourselves playing American Wasteland.
Wasteland.
Dude. No, that's a game. Dude, I looked at my PS2 up in my room, and I like looked over. I'm like, "Fuck, Pro Skater 4." So I think tomorrow I might fire that boy up.
Dude, I think Underground 2 is my favorite one.
Yeah, the Thugs are sweet games, but
I think I have all of them in the basement. I gotta go look.
Dude, I fell into a wormhole. Speaking of GTA. Like, of just how much detail they put into it and how, like, even down to when you get out of a car and it turns off, it has, like, the cooldown, like, clicks in the car.
Oh, dude, it's crazy.
It's just insane. It's like...
I can't see that.
It's see-through.
Yeah.
What about
this one?
Dude, yeah, GTA's fucked up. Like, I noticed Alex and I went to, like, the actual Hollywood High set in California, and there's an In-N-Out next to it, and the Hollywood High set, like, on the other side of the building, there's, like, a mural of, like, kids and stuff like that, because it's at a school, and I literally was playing GTA today, and that In-N-Out is in it, like, the Up and Atom. Like restaurant that they have, and that mural is behind the Up and Atom. I'm like, dude, what the like?
I'm pretty sure James and I went to that same In-N-Out. Wait, that's the one that was right by the high school.
Yeah, that's where Hollywood High. Yeah, but like,
yeah, I think that's
like that attention to detail is kind of insane, dude.
Yeah, and just like even when it came out, and they put like side by side shots of like real life and GTA, and you're like, oh my god, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like every detail.
That there's that one spot that's the off ramp or the on ramp to the freeway. That's like off the cliff.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, by the beach. Yeah.
Identical.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, we walked across that bridge, Alex.
With the Santa bridge. Monica, like they actually have the Santa Monica triple set.
The helicopters that crash into that bridge.
In the game, not in real life.
It's up for you to decide.
Yeah, but no, man, and even you see people like the YouTube Let's Players that live in California, they can navigate, like, just by driving around. They don't even need to, like, set up.
Dude, that must be nice.
Yeah.
I think I can do it in GTA, but I can never do it in Red Dead. I could never.
I'm the other way around. I can do it in Red Dead for sure.
What?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Have you ever heard of this one?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, we got the fucking, is that the PSP?
Yeah, I just found it. It's the Project 8. I don't remember if it's a good game.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember playing it.
Was Project 8 the one where, like you'd be in, like, grinding? Is that the one where, like, you'd be grinding and, like, you hit the bumper and you would just stall? Like, it's, like, physically impossible, but...
That was all of them, honestly.
Yeah, Stone, if you're looking it up, look it up, like, on Transworld's YouTube.
Oh, okay.
There's, like, a promo for it. And it has like Brandon. It has like Brandon Westgate in it. And,
Winks has
dude. Dude, I was so hammered. You guys remember my fucking that I texted the Wingstop dude?
Oh, the graphics are horrible.
Sturt dancing.
Yeah, okay.
It just seems very Skate One to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it seems kind of behind.
Like some, like.
What are you talking about? The graphics are okay. Do you see his face?
Yeah, they're horrible. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're horrible. Like some kid in high school or in college, like fucking, was like, I'm gonna take Skate 4 and try to make it Skate 5, but
Skate 4 never came out.
This looks like an original Xbox.
That's my joke. And yeah.
I wonder how the mechanics will be. If it's like solid to play, who gives a fuck?
Dude, Carell legitimately sent me he filmed a part of him playing it.
This?
Yeah.
It's out.
I guess he like modded it through his PC or something like that because Carell's just like that kind of dude.
Damn, that spot?
Yeah, like they got the bus station or the car wash bank in it. Like they got a bunch of LA spots, which is like kind of dope. Like Tiago's in it. But
the way he like flicks his feet and shit just don't seem.
Yeah, it seems like very amateur coding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like the spots in it.
It looks like you could pinch grinds. I've seen that correctly.
It looks like you do some fat board slides.
Yeah.
Just sit in some front crooks. Dave's going to love it.
Damn, that's not L.A. Or yeah, it is.
He cleared that by like 3 miles.
Did like a no-name developer make this?
I have no idea.
Right, like, was this just like his college project? Like,
yeah. Like Skate 3 was sick because you could still pop off the second stair.
Damn, they got the convention center hubba on there too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's so fucked that Clive Dixon noseballed it.
Yeah.
Winks.
No, wait, what?
Winks.
What was that?
What's a dirty wink stain?
You guys want to know what wink stain is?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think it is?
Wink stain.
I'm pretty sure it's
a wink stain.
I think it is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I think it might exactly be that.
It's not exactly what it is, it's a different term.
It's not the cum that's on my sheets that I missed.
It's one that there's a reason why I never pulled it up or never, said it because it wasn't that good. It's a person of such low intelligence that only a clump of dried dead sperm are a comparison.
Oh my god.
like a squid or a wink stain.
And then there was stoned pony, which means like a high horse. You're on your high horse.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Makes sense. Yeah.
That's tight.
No, but there's like a TikTok trend where it's like you just Urban Dictionary, like dirty followed by your name. So I pulled up for each one of us in here. So who do you guys want to start with?
Stone?
Let's start with Preston because he has the most unique name. All right, dude. All of us.
A dirty Preston. All right. What do you guys think it is?
When you're like pressing something into a butt.
Yeah, I think it's got to do with butt stuff.
Right. Well, it's nowhere near that. Yeah, so a dirty Preston, becoming friends with your ex is it a rouse or a ruse?
Ruse.
As a ruse to gain their trust. Then when they go on vacation with the person they left you for, you offer to dog sit. The week they are gone, you eat nothing but hot and ready pizza, Taco Bell, and Keystone Light. On the last day, you dump in their washing machine and dry your lint trap.
Dude, Preston's losing it.
Dude, that is a good one.
Incredible.
Oh, God.
You dump in their washing machine. Could you imagine?
And their dryer lint trap.
Just washing your clothes.
In their dryer lint trap? Like, that's like, that takes
that's
skill.
That's hot, dude.
That's hard to clean up. Hot. Yeah, that's going to catch on fire.
Yeah, it's starting to fire. It's going to get dried out and just burst in flames.
God, man, dude, these are kind of funny. Some are good, some are not great.
That's a dirty Steve.
What's Steve's?
A dirty Steve? A mixed drink. Ginger ale, Bombay, blue sapphire gin, and cherry juice.
Sounds fitting.
That sounds like nice.
That sounds fitting.
It sounds tropical.
You know your boy likes palm trees.
Yeah. All right, a dirty Corey. When you try to date a mate's ex immediately after they had broken up. So it's basically just like a bad friend.
Yeah, you're a bad person.
Wow, dude. You just put yourself under the bus.
Yeah, no doubt. All right.
I have one too.
A dirty James. When a slutty girl can shoot pool by putting the stick in her vagina.
What?
I'll take it. I kind of like
when
that.
When a slutty girl can shoot pool by putting the stick in her vagina.
Could you imagine you're just at a bar and you see that?
It's like,
that is wow. Greasy.
Like her
That's
name
a
is,
dirty James right there.
Her name is definitely Danielle.
Danielle.
No, her name's James. She's the female James.
That's Jamie, you idiot.
No. He's the one that goes by James.
And then we got last up, the dirty Alex. When somebody starts tickling you in a distinctively perverted way.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, that's not exciting.
Except.
That's something I do.
That's except, concerning.
I did, while Kyle was in here, I pulled up the definition of a dirty Kyle.
God, it's probably.
And this is a good one to end on.
Can it beat Preston's, though?
It might. All right, so a dirty Kyle. A man takes a funnel and shoves the end up a chick's ass. He then proceeds to dump a monster BFC into her booty hole.
Specifically then, a BFC.
Yeah. This is then followed by an intense tongue punch session
to a
fart box while getting the taste of his favorite energy drink. Then this is all followed up with a devastating punch to the nearest drywall. Monster and Booty does that to Kyle.
Dude, I literally follow a Facebook like page called like Kyle's Monster Memes.
Oh, but a dirty Preston. Tops it.
That's a good one.
Well, as chief TikTok ambassador, it's my duty.
I saw a TikTok today and it was like some chick just standing there, legitimate just standing there. She's like, I figured out how to go viral. All you gotta do is stand here and do nothing. And no hashtags or anything. Just stand here and do nothing. Just and it had like 90,000. Yeah, it had like 90,000 likes. I was like, dude, what is this app?
It's for horny 15-year-olds.
Dead ass though. Like,
and the occasional like 20-year-old who actually has talent and is funny.
I actually saw one or whatever, and it was like when millennials get TikToks, and it's like some like girl or whatever like dancing. She's like half dancing, like half ass dancing, and like halfway through it, she's like, I'm fucking 28 years old. What the fuck am I doing?
Dude, that's like, there's one chick who's famous because she's like,
dude, that,
whatever, like the, what's the game that you play where you put your fingers down? Never have I ever like big tits edition, and it's like never have I ever had to wear a sports bra because my tits are too big. And she stands up out of a pool and her like tits are like coming way out here and like everywhere, and it's like why can't I have that talent?
That's the views right there,
dude. If I had exactly. boobs, I would kill.
Oh. I was reading something about one of the bigger girls on TikTok. Like, she just dances, but she's like 15. Her net worth is like $3 million.
Yeah.
Dude, there's so many high school girls that are just dropping out of high school because of TikTok.
And now her family might get a reality TV show.
Dude.
Yeah. Is that Charlie chick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that chick's fucking blown up.
That is garbage.
They're not even talented. It's people stealing dances that other people do.
They dude, all those dancers are the same thing. It's like it's the Macarena. It's literally the Macarena, but you're putting your hand around your head.
Yeah, or you show your ass.
Yeah.
Or like, what about this dance where they're like,
and then they fucking smack their
wiggle around, and then they show their ass, and then it's like. You're famous.
And then you see like some family like half ass do it and they got like thousands of views. It's like, dude, what the fuck?
All of the shit I've seen about her breaking up with her boyfriend that I didn't even care about, but it's like I can't get away from it.
It's like main news on stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like like on every outlet, and it's like because, suggested on everything. It's because
he took a dick pic and sent it to some chick. And the caption of the picture was still softish. It's like, dude.
No.
Yeah.
You see, like that Charlie chick or whatever is like, I shouldn't even say chick, she's a child, but fucking yeah,
like a weirdo.
Yeah. Like, but she was like in the Super Bowl commercial and everyone's like, oh,
yeah.
Like, and she was, what'd she say? She like calling out like the okay boomer thing or whatever.
Yeah, she said like, yeah, okay boomer.
She said okay boomer, but I mean, it was Boomer Esiason, but still, it's like, okay,
right.
Boomer.
I get it. Like, it's going like, with the TikTok trend, it's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, oh, what's going on? You know,
what's our world becoming?
That's what I'm saying.
Talent,
that's what I'm saying. Famous. But I mean, dude, to be completely honest, like, think about like the super famous, like, Vine stars, like they, no one really cares about them anymore. So it's like, yeah, in 5 years when TikTok dies, like 10.
I don't know.
10.
I could see this chick. I could see this chick sticking around. Sadly,
I
don't know though.
I
though,
I think so.
Because like, oh, think about, cause if you go like the Vine, like the major like Vine stars, like Amanda Cerny or like Chick Wise. You know what I mean? Like
Chick Wise,
like she, yeah, like she was, doing, like she was like super popular, and now it's like, do you really know what she's doing?
Yeah, there's only a couple that like took their
isn't
like,
she
Vine
like a,
fame to the
isn't
next
level. Isn't she like a Playboy
level.
Bunny though?
That's what I mean. You don't even know what she is.
God damn it! So I just opened
probably,
up Snapchat.
She's probably one of the biggest ones for the girls. The guys though, like that's like a lot of them are comedians
on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh shit! You can't.
No,
even
no,
see
no, no
that.
From Vine.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Vine. True, yeah.
Like TikTok is all dancing. Like Vine was like comedy yeah. and all yeah. kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I've honestly all like I'll use TikTok if I like think of something funny. Like, you guys see my Pornhub one I did?
Yeah, that was
yeah,
good.
Dude.
Yeah, like I was like, oh, this is funny. I'll do that, but like I'm not dancing, dude. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Well, if you do like, that, Steve, I will never talk to you again.
Like, how much effort do people like us put into stuff? I biked like 25 miles for the sake of a TikTok.
Right,
just deliver beers,
but
all
like,
over the city.
But if your tits, but if your tits were out, you would have got triple that.
Well,
dude,
yeah,
next time just wear booty shorts. Equality. I guarantee you, we'll get up way higher.
You guys
dude.
See that? You Corey, did you see that one TikTok where this? I mean, I don't know what dance it was, but like
Corey's stating it like it's a scripture.
Like some girl was dancing or whatever, and it's like I'm pretty sure she was like Spanish. It's like a Spanish song, and she's like saying like uno dos tres, and then like she's like starts like getting lower as she's dancing, but like loses her balance and falls through like a glass door.
Oh dude,
that one was on like it was like on one star
so,
and shit like that too.
That
dude,
was so
no, I can't stand that broad.
Yeah,
that
she's,
Lele
oh, really?
Pons. She
yeah,
was on
she's
Vine
horrible.
And like she thinks she's funny because all everything that made her popular, like was her just falling.
Yeah,
really?
She,
damn,
she's the classic,
I didn't know that.
Like, that's why she got
no,
big.
She's,
yeah.
yeah, she's like the classic fucking.
She would like purposely fall in front of people.
Yeah, and it was like the classic, like you know, sound bits and like
Andy Milonakis
and stuff.
Yeah,
no,
you guys remember Andy Milonakis?
She was like a Britney Ferlin, just like fucking.
That's another
she was
Vine.
A mainstream ass.
That's another Vine star that really like kind of.
She wasn't actually funny. She just.
No.
I don't know how you like get
I'm,
a mass
I'm pretty,
like that.
Isn't when she you, dating like Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones, yeah, dude, isn't that gnarly?
He's like yeah. 60. How old is he?
I don't know, but he has
dude,
drugs.
He's
and
be like 72.
He's got I drugs mean, and money,
computer.
So.
Yeah,
what are your bets? What are your bets?
He,
what are we putting?
He is a man in black. I'm going to go 67.
We're betting on how old Tommy Lee Jones is?
Yep.
65.
63.
Corey said 67.
James said
65.
Steve
63.
Said 63.
Down. 71.5.
73.
73?
He was born in 1946.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
I guess he was pretty old in Men in Black.
Men in Black was 1997.
Oh, my God, dude.
Are you telling me Lele Pons is dating him?
No, no, no.
No, Brittany Ferlin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some like.
Oh, Brittany Ferlin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she the
one? I think she is.
She was like
yeah,
a
she's
not.
Fine.
Yeah. Wasn't she like a Walmart version? Like
how old do you think
Courtney
she is?
Cox,
36.
How old is Brittany Ferlin?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good guess, James.
34.
I'm gonna hit the middle there and hit 35.
37.
Okay. 33. He's 40 years younger than the man.
Look at Hugh Hefner.
Why though? Like, why would that? Wouldn't you want to get fucked?
I mean, that dude probably fucks.
I'm
have you watched
sure,
that
dude,
documentary?
Sure Tommy Lee Jones can. can throw it down any time of the day.
That was
Do you see this? This is probably Tommy Lee Jones.
He's hot as shit, though.
That was a pretty gnarly documentary.
Whatever she wants.
Dude, look at this photo, though. Just the age gap is just dirty.
Yeah, you can tell. What's that one next to it? The left there?
This one?
Yeah.
Same one.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
She's got some boulders there. Jesus Christ.
He's 73?
I feel cheated. No, you looked up the wrong Tommy Lee Jones.
I looked up Brittany Ferlin.
Yeah, but Tommy Lee Jones is Men in Black, not Motley Crue drummer Lee Tommy Lee.
Sorry.
I mean, I knew who I was talking about, but Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee's like...
No, you gotta look up Jones. Older. Yeah, no, look up Tommy Jones. Lee Jones. No.
Jones he's way is older.
Yeah, 57.
Jones is 73. Tommy Lee is 57.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like.
All right, look up Jones now.
Oh, man.
73.
No, I mean, like, his picture.
Oh, okay.
I was.
Just so we can, like, imagine Tommy Lee Jones with Brittany Ferlin.
Oh, I know his face.
Just wrinkly.
Oh, dude, Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee with Will Smith and Men in Black.
I love that we all just like went with like we all accepted Tommy Lee Jones though.
You know what I mean?
We're like, oh yeah, yeah.
I just added one too many words.
Yeah.
We just accepted 73. Yeah.
Okay, everybody, say your gamer tag or your Activision name for Call of Duty.
My gamer tag is Stilographer, and my Activision name is COVID69.
My gamer tag is Concrete Boulder 1. No E, just R1.
Mine is Smiling Ostrich 47. And my Activision is Peter Holder. Going green.
Going green. Oh, my gamer tag is Sudsman. Activision name. The white man dingo.
Mine is original Stevis because I forgot my password for Stevis films. Like, what's the most you've jerked off in one day?
14.
Two.
14?
I just wanted to end right there. It'd be funny.
Oh, okay. And Al, hit it, and then we'll end it. We'll cut
probably
this
like, probably like
14.